And now in the second part of the visit of Our Lady of Fatima to St. Giovanni Rotondo, we look at the arrival of the Madonna. That is the sacred image of Our Lady of Fatima. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, I am Edward Urban, and on Following Padre Pio, we present short stories on the amazing life of the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker. So please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or someone you love. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. After you've subscribed, you'll have to click that reminder bell. Now, on the 6th of August, at night, a helicopter arrives from Foggia, hovers in the skies above San Giovanni Rotondo. And people were really waiting in anticipation on the sports ground in the town. But instead, the helicopter heads towards the monastery, circles around again, and then lands. Later on, after a stop in the town square, where various delegates paid their welcoming greetings to the pilgrim statue, the procession accompanying the Madonna just continues to grow, becoming more and more impressive as people desiring to receive healings or graces continue to arrive. The procession with the Madonna, that is Our Lady of Fatima, makes its way to the new monastery church. It's just been completed not long ago. And there Padre Pio receives a statue and speaks to the faithful, says these words: "As we give our thanks to God and our Heavenly Mother, who wanted to visit us, our hearts are filled with gratitude and love. And this visit should not be limited to a simple, single, temporary enthusiasm. On the contrary," Padre Pio says, "it must be constant, because the gaze of Our Lady is permanent. And so in our intentions made this day, let us remember these intentions must also be, they must include perseverance and constancy, to be constant. If we want this Mother to continue to look at us with mercy and kindness." And then the following day, that is the 7th of August, what Padre Pio had said became true. This is it: "When the Madonna arrives, the whole of Gorgono will shudder." And since early that morning, the pilgrims, many, many pilgrims, have been arriving. Holy Masses were celebrated continuously in the sanctuary. Numerous priests were in every corner of the church, hearing confessions of all the pilgrims who had gathered from the surrounding areas. And then at around 10 a.m., accompanied by two confreres, that is fellow brothers, Padre Pio descended the stairs to the church to greet the Heavenly Mother. His face is pale, however, from the long illness from which he had been suffering. And with a strong filial affection, he kisses the Madonna. And then he presents her with a precious rosary, which had been given to him by a prayer group, specially to give to the Madonna. And also, he returns a white dove that had accompanied the image in many other cities, but a spiritual son of Padre Pio's had somehow stolen this dove, and Padre Pio was giving it back. Then he briefly says goodbye to her, entrusting to her all the patients in the hospital. The doctors, of course, had also wanted to have the honor of taking the small white statue to the hospital. That is Casa Sollevo della Sofferenza, which was built with the charity of Padre Pio. And so Our Lady visited all the wards in the hospital, and there she remained until the end of her stay at San Giovanni Rotondo. And next we have a look at the farewell. At about 3 p.m., the helicopter again descends, and this time on the top terrace of the hospital. There's grounds there, a space which had been specially set aside for emergencies. After taking the small statue of the Madonna on board, the pilot ascends and makes a wide circle of the monastery three times. And Padre Pio, from behind the window of the choir, he fixes his gaze on the Holy Mother, on the seat beside the pilot, thanking him for flying there for Padre Pio's benefit. And then after that, Padre Pio returns to his quarters, somehow invigorated, and he rests well during that night. Then, to everyone's surprise, the following morning, Padre Pio is there and he celebrates Mass for the first time in several months. In fact, it was the first time since this new church had been consecrated on July the 1st. Now, August the 7th. And shortly before this visit, we have to point out, Padre Pio had been very ill. In fact, the doctors had really been fearing for Padre Pio's life. Then later on, and this is the 10th of August, which was the 49th anniversary of Padre Pio's ordination, many spiritual children had gathered there and they were united with Padre Pio. They'd had to wait more than 3 months. And here he is again, able to return now to the confessional for the first time, in order to reconcile sinners with God and to comfort the many broken hearts. Well, the miracle is obvious, but no one is able to provide absolutely compelling evidence of a miracle except what Padre Pio says. This is what Padre Pio indicates. And when Padre Pio was asked to express his thoughts, he attributed his recovery to a special grace received from Our Lady. And he said it more than once, the benefits received from God are for His greater glory. And to this I was a witness. It's still not clear. Is it a miracle? Is it not a miracle? Well, now he clarifies a little later on. At the end of September, that is on the evening of the 23rd, a little before Padre Pio went to sleep, several people were gathered in the room. There was a Friar Daniele, Dr. Sala, Monsignor Ecole, and a Padre Gabele. And they were all discussing, and somehow the subject turned to this. Was it a miracle? Wasn't it a miracle? And then the saint declared, when the helicopter was departing, I said, my mother, when you came to Italy 3 months ago, I was sick. I don't want to disagree with God's ends, but now that you go away, you leave me still sick. As soon as I had spoken these words, he says, I felt a chill all over my body, similar to when one has malaria. And then he said, I felt all the sickness in me then disappear. I did not immediately attribute this to the words I'd spoken to Our Lady. I said to myself, it must have been some emotion, the emotions. When the helicopter flew away, I went back to my room, and with that, the pains were gone. Then, after a brief pause, Padre Pio added, I must say that I am still recovering. I thank God because each day I go down the stairs a little better than before. I tried to kneel down, and could without any pain and without any difficulty. If you would like to help with our Padre Pio apostolate, then please do share these videos with your friends. Also, like the videos, and if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel, and you're going to have to click that reminder button to receive notifications. Please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos, others selected specially for you, and also on how to become a protected child of Padre Pio.